dedication.
What's that, Monk?
Well, here we are, being whisked away to the West Country. It's the first time in ages we're able to free ourselves of the pressures of life in London. And what is Mrs. Nash reading?
The Hampstead Herald.
Again? I'm not really hearing what her husband is twittering on about. You know, in all these years, I never realized our readers went through the pages of the Herald with such concentration.
Sorry, Mike. I've finished now.
No, you haven't. You're only halfway through it.
Well, I finished the piece that caught my attention.
Ah, my editorial? Yeah, never mind. In that case, it was probably Lizzie's interview with Monica Ridley's daughter.
How did you guess?
Ah, because even my tired old mind found it riveting.
I was fascinated. It's quite a revelation.
Good old-fashioned scoop, even.
I've read and seen plenty of interviews with the other daughter, Lady Sylvia...
Thackeray.
She always describes her mother as if she'd been recently canonized.
Yes, which is suspicious.
Is it?
Not to us professional skeptics.
But how come no other paper has ever come up with this version of the woman?
Well, because Thelma Goth, the daughter Liz tracked down, has always kept well out of the limelight. Liz was turned down flat when she first asked to talk to her.
What made her change her mind?
Well, Liz said the lady thought it was about time the world had a less one-sided view of Mama. Well, perhaps there's an element of belated revenge there.
It's awful to read of a family split into factions like that. If it's true, of course.
Oh, I think it is.
It's a bit of a shame, though. You know how keen Sue's become on the Polly Pride books? The next time she's raving on about them, I'll be thinking, yes. But the lady who wrote them was not a very pleasant person.
Well, writers don't often live up to their literary image.
Yes, I should know that. Some people probably think Mike Nash moves in a world of murder and mystery. Whereas in reality...
And I'll just put this file of poison away for the moment and ask if I can fetch you something from the bookstore.
No, thanks.
Because you don't trust me?
Would you trust a man with a file of poison?
But I only carry it for it, sir.
No thanks all the same. But don't let me stop you.
No, it's all right. I won't die of thirst before we get to Bath. It's such a quick journey these days. No, I think we're halfway there already.
Will we be met?
No, I rang Nicola from the office yesterday. Something's cropped up, which means she'll be at a business meeting late this morning. So I said we'd have a pub lunch and make our own way to our house.
Business meetings on a Saturday? Sounds a bit high-powered. I thought she moved down there for the quiet life.
Well, my visit is part business, remember?
Yes.
But only part.
Sounds promising.
Hope so. Yes, not often we get away without Sue, so I don't want to spend all the time talking about the novel, however wonderful Nicola thinks it is.
Nolene, I left a parcel in the back of the car. Do you think you can fetch it for me?
I've got it here. I noticed it when I went for my bag.
I wonder what it is.
Have a guess.
Well, it's round, and it bounces.
So, it's a good job it's not a big glass light fits in.
I did read the wrapping paper. Roper's Sports. Matt, Jeremy already has that old football you gave him.
Yeah, but since he's got a new proper interest in the game...
Matt Pryor.
I believe that is my name.
I don't want you to think I disapprove.
That's all right, then.
But I shall expect you to do the explaining.
To Jeremy?
To Peter. Oh. When he starts up again about our spoiling the child.
Yeah, that's not a child we're talking about. That's a potential first division midfield genius.
Not if I can help it.
You don't mean...
What?
You don't mean you want him to play rugby?
Not particularly. I don't see what's so wrong with rugby.
Yeah, played by a load of thugs.
Ha! Where is Jeremy, anyway?
Still up in Alexis's attic, I should think. That's where he was heading when I left the house.
Jeremy? Jeremy, we're back!
He'll be down when he's hungry.
You made sure he had a proper lunch, did you?
Yes, of course. Well, at least I left it to Alexis to make sure. I'd been out for hours before I picked you up from the restaurant.
I see.
No need to look like that. Had a few things to do aside from buying the lad a football.
Jeremy, will you come downstairs, please? I don't think he's up there.
Well, in that case, he'll be out in the freezer plant. Shall I go and have a look?
Yes, please.
Right.
Hey, no, wait.
Why?
I've just seen this.
A note to explain all. Well, at least they've got some sense.
Have they? Dear Mummy, Alexis and Rob are taking me to a real soccer match. Isn't that brilliant? See you for tea. Love, Jeremy.
A soccer match?
It's all your fault, Matt.
Eh?
You shouldn't have gone out and left them.
I know.
How could those two grown men be so stupid? To take a child of his age to a soccer match, anything could happen.
Yeah, well, they might be having a bloody good time, and I could have been with them. Can you see anything at all, Jeremy?
Well, I can't really...
I can see only the back of many people's heads.
Not much better where I am.
Still, I like hearing all the noise.
Ah, we can hear them from the outside and not paid to come in.
But that wouldn't be half as good.
I know we should have tried to get in the stand.
Oh, they say, all sold out. We must have to see Toots.
Who's Toots when she's at home?
No, he's not she. He's the man who sells the tickets twice the price.
Oh, that's Touts, your great lettuce.
Oh, he's a dirty...
Oh, I don't know, I missed it.
I saw that time. They're back four in all sorts of trouble. Saw the number two, he make a sliding tackle just outside the area. He's diabolical. Send him off.
Diabolical. Send him off.
Now look what you're teaching the kid, Alexis.
Oh, he has to learn sometime.
Oh, I want to see.
Oh, I'm still back from lifting you up before.
Well, he's my turn this time. What a weight this Jeremy is. Like a sack of potatoes.
Our player's still on the ground.
Oh, he make a meal of it. He probably took a dive in the first place. He's a very clever guy. I see him get away with it before.
How is it you know more soccer English than anything else?
Oh, he's natural.
Well, a bit penalty.
No. Free kicker, but our team, they were good from the set piece.
We scored! We scored! We scored! And I saw it!
More than I did!
Can't catch a glimpse, I think.
It was brilliant! I'm so sorry I couldn't meet you off the train.
Oh, that's all right, Nicola. We've enjoyed ourselves.
We had a lovely lunch.
Yeah.
I've just managed to do some shopping, so at least I can feed you for the rest of your stay.
Did your meeting go all right?
Still a few problems to iron out, but I think they can wait a day or so. Not the usual image of life in Bath, business at the weekend.
We were wondering.
Though there is the matter of talking to authors.
I hope that's going to be more a pleasure.
Careful, you'll be getting big-headed.
I wonder that he isn't already with this Monica Ridley thing.
What?
They chorused in confusion.
Well, how on earth did you know about that?
It sneaked into one of the nationals, that's why. Only in Junior Spellgrove's gossip column, which shows you the sort of thing I read in my spare time. But it's all good publicity for the Herald, isn't it? Pipping all the big daily papers to the Post.
Well, I didn't bother to read a paper today. Felt like a rest.
Well, it's around here somewhere. I quote, Lady Sylvia goes to ground. It's not often Lady Sylvia Thackeray is lost for words, but it happened yesterday. I asked her about a press interview which suggested her mother, the late Monica Ridley, who penned many a jolly schoolgirl yarn, was not the pinnacle of perfection we all thought. Faced with my eager curiosity, Lady S. said precisely nothing. The bean-spilling interview in the Hampstead Herald, a local London weekly, was with Lady S.'s sister, a Mrs. Thelma Goff. We didn't even know there was a sister. Has she been locked in the closet? Oh. Watch this space. Revelations may yet be forthcoming. How about that, then?
Well, it's Miss Thelma Goff.
Oh, well, if that's the only mistake, it's pretty good going for Junior Spellgrove.
True.
I used to know him back in the dim and distant. He had this horrible patter about himself, which was, I'm called Juniors because I'm a near genius.
Oh.
Right. But it's good he picked up the Herald's lead, isn't it?
I'm not so sure.
Matt, you've got to do something.
I am. I'm pouring myself a drink. I was waiting for those so-and-sos to come back and tell me about the match.
Look, I've just been listening to the news, and there was crowd violence at a London football ground.
Which one? There's a lot of them, you know.
But I...
Oh, come on, love. I can't see Rob and Alexis letting Jeremy come to any harm.
But in a big crowd, they could lose him. Why are they so late?